Blog Talk Radio.
Confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight as a sinner, taking heed to your words, repenting of my sins and asking your forgiveness. I pray, O Lord, that you will cleanse me from all unrighteousness and make me the vessel to minister to your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the House of Christ Ministries. And as we proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world and honor the Great Commission, I pray that those who have ears to hear will hear and turn away from the evils of this world. Lord, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to give us life. to give us forgiveness, to give us a place in your family. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to guide us and empower us in our daily lives and ministry. Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we may see your greatness, that we may see your majesty, that we may see your victory on our behalf. Lord, help us to wholeheartedly give ourselves to hearing and responding to you. By your grace, continue to structure your house through the initiatives of your Holy Spirit in our midst. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to another episode of the House of Christ Ministries Present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry at www.reverseofrevival.com. You can also visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports Food for the Poor. We need your financial support to raise funds to assist their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help us to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking.
And tender, pure and bright.
member of the Tony Owens Ministries Incorporated. We are an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. We start at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, to our social Christian network, to our online Bible Institute and Bible College, to our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to a lost and earthing world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501C3. Dr. Oswald J. Smith once said, "Any church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical rights to exist."
Jesus is mine, oh, what a voice, grace of God.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 18 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Beloved, as we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share with you information received from the worldwide ministries. Three vivid images are repeatedly stamped upon the lives of believers throughout God's holy word. God uses these three images to illustrate the life and work of the believer. Beloved, you are a soldier. You are an athlete. You are a farmer. All believers are soldiers, a warrior in the army of the Lord. As an athlete, a runner in a marathon of eternal significance. As a farmer, a laborer in the Lord's fields and vineyards, the communities and nations of the world, which includes your community, your local community, your job, your school, your neighbor. When you receive Jesus Christ, you begin a new life, a life that God promises will be filled with assurance, purpose, and a lasting sense of fulfillment. But do not be deceived. Living for Jesus Christ is not an easy task or an easy life. Using the three comparisons above, Paul, the aged and seasoned apostle, emphasized this fact to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life, so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. Also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules. the hardworking farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops. Beloved, I would like you to note four truths. You will face hardship in life, sometimes great adversity. Unwavering devotion to Jesus Christ is vital. Strict discipline is essential for victory. Hard work and perseverance are the keys to a victorious and fruitful life. Think of a moment. As you walk through the next few hours, some disturbing problems, trial, or temptation will confront you. Needs that require a decision and unforeseen circumstances are always confronting us. When such happens, to whom can you turn for help? Where can you go for answers to the questions that frequently flood your mind? The answer, beloved, is obvious. You need to turn to God and His Word, the Holy Bible. Whatever your circumstances are, whatever the difficulties you are facing, you need to turn away from the sins of the world and take your problems to God and His Word, the Holy Bible. As a true believer, you are God's dear child, adopted as his son or daughter, just as any caring father would do. God keeps a protective watch over you, looking after and taking care of you. God knows every throb of your heart, every joy, every pleasure, every ache, every burden, every tear that you shed, and care you feel. Every duty and demand you face, every moment of stress, pressure, worry, disappointments, discouragement, depression, and grief you feel, every failure and shortcoming of your life, every desire, ambition, and hope you have, every sickness and pain you suffer, whether mild or severe, every act of criticism, slander, opposition, or persecution launched against you, no matter what you experience, God knows. He knows all about you. But even more important, God wants to help you. He wants to give you the exact provision you need so you can live victoriously. He longs to fill you with the fullness of His wisdom, His presence, and His power. This is what the believer's lesson is all about. What God has to say to you as believers, beloved, Christian soldiers, Christian runners, Christian laborers, I encourage you to submit to the Lord in the name of Jesus, and I bless you tonight.
Jesus is mine, oh, what a boy,
continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls. Our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson for tonight is the continuation of the origins of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Heavenly Father, once again we come into your presence. We ask that the Holy Spirit will guide us through the continuation of this lesson tonight. We pray, O God, that this lesson will be a blessing to those who will listen and those who will take it seriously. Lord, I pray that your words will not return void. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit to you tonight to be used as a vessel, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to dispense your word. And I bless you tonight. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to minister to your people. Lord, I pray for your continued anointing upon my life and this ministry, Father. In the name of Jesus, I submit to you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. This is a very difficult truth for many, especially when we live in an age wherein people are pushing tolerance for others' opinions and beliefs, and trying to say that one group's truth may not be another's. Yet, truth is not in the eyes of individuals. Rather, truth, if in fact it is truth, must be constant everywhere. God, the one true living God, is God everywhere and over every person, whether groups of people or religions choose to believe him or not. He is still God. He will not force them to serve him. For he made man free moral agents, having the right to choose whom they will serve. Many have decided to follow the traditions of their forefathers, which led them into worshiping devils through false religions, rather than seeking out who God is for themselves. When God tries to introduce truth to many of these people, they get offended that someone would dare challenge their traditions, not realizing that it is God trying to expose them to truth by uncovering the demonic spirits that hold them captive through false religions. Even in reading this information, these fallen demonic spirits who influence people with traditions and religions that are not of the one true living God will cause those whose religions are challenged through the truth of this teaching to become offended at this and angry because they, the fallen demonic spirits, are exposed. These spirits use the threat of death and being cast away by one's family. If you listen to the word of God, by reading the Holy Bible or receive Jesus Christ or even talk to a Christian about their God as a device to cause fear in people so that they will not receive the truth of the one true living God. If you are one of these people, please do not be afraid, for the one true living God is greater than the threats of people, and he can keep and protect you and give you eternal life, which these others cannot do. Beloved, it is about the worship. Satan the devil has always wanted worship and has led one third of the angels of God to rebel against the one true living God to desire worship as well. Again, in the Holy Bible, the Gospel of Luke chapter 4 verses 5 through 8, we see the devil trying to tempt Jesus Christ in the wilderness. In the midst of his temptation, he exposes his true desire, which is worship. He not only wanted other angels and people to worship him, he also wanted his own creator, God, to worship him. The Gospel of Luke chapter 4 verses 5 to 8 exposes his plan. It reads, "And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Beloved, please know that the enemy created false religion to receive worship, for that has been his intent for a long time. It is about who gets the worship. Satan was a covering cherub, high class of angels. These angels caused worship in heaven. In the Holy Bible, God's Word, the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4, verses 6 through 11, it speaks of what Satan's former job in heaven was. It reads, "And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings above him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor, and thanks to him that sat on the throne, they liveth forever and ever. And the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever. and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Beloved, Satan's former job was to declare the worship of God. Somehow, he began to not only want to worship God and cause others to worship God, but to be worshipped himself. Earlier in this teaching, I referenced to the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 17, which details the prideful desire and fall of Satan. In verses 13 through 14 of that text of Scripture, we see his desire to be worshipped, and it reads, For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. He wanted to exalt, to be lifted up, extolled, and have a throne above the stars. Stars, they refer to the angels in heaven of God. He wanted to become commander in chief, I believe, above God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 16, Satan is referred to as a man. It reads, They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? In the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4, verse 7, it is written that cherubs have a face of a man, it reads, and the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf. And the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. In the Holy Bible, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 5 through 11, it tells us that these same cherubs had the appearance of the likeness of man. And it reads, Also out of the midst thereof, came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they are the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four are their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four are the face of a man, and the face of a lion, on the right side. And they four are the face of an axe on the left side. And they four also are the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward, two wings of everyone were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. Satan in many ways resembled man, for that is what cherubs look like. It is a good possibility, not a fact, that other cherubs fell with Satan also. The reason I believe this is that many of the great nations that have risen over time worshipped false deities or idols who resembled the cherubs. The idols that these nations created were images of something, most likely the principal spirit, possibly a fallen cherub, that ruled that nation. Egypt, Babylon, Medo-Persia, England, with its lion on the flag, as well as the United States of America, having a national bird that is the bald eagle. All may be telling of the demonic spirits that lay claim to dominion over a nation, territory, or people group. Satan wanted worship. He rebelled for the sake of personal worship. To come against God, Satan has used a strategy of becoming godlike. Thus he used pride, that same device he used to cause man to fall, to cause both the angels and humanity to fall to rebellion against God. In the Holy Bible, the book of Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 through 5, we see this strategy being used against man. It reads, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Satan used the desire to be as gods to cause man to fall. And most likely, this was the same strategy that he used on one-third of the angelic host who rebelled against God. As we have seen in the above scripture from the beginning, Satan has tried to cause man to want to be as God, thus deserving of worship. It is Satan's objective to deceive humanity to worship each other. In our society, people are doing all they can to become stars, to become popular, to become well known, for the desire to be worshipped by other people and to deceive the angelic host to seek God likeness by being worshipped by man, yet all with intent for himself to be the supreme being to be worshipped. Fallen demonic spirits often use people to worship people that they influence so that they may receive reflected worship of themselves. They use a person's prideful desire to be worshipped to cause multitudes to praise perhaps a singer, gifted speaker, great actor, great athlete. And in doing so, they are also being worshipped through the human agent they used. Not only does Satan want people's worship misdirected, but he wants to set up a false authority system. First, Satan tried to transplant God's authority with the angelic host when he wanted to place his throne, speaking of authority, above the stars. About the angels, and then extols man's authority by causing man to rebel against God by submitting to him through the act of sin. Satan and the fallen demonic host still use misdirected worship through false religions, false authority, through human governments to enforce its agenda and cause God's beloved creation, man, to be damned with him to hell and the eternal lake of fire, wherein he and the fallen demonic beings will one day be sentenced to stay and forever be punished for their rebellion. In the Holy Bible, the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 20, verse 10, they first tried to pollute the human race. In the Holy Bible, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus Christ made a declaration of what he saw before. Of what he saw before he was physically born. For he is eternal. Yet he became flesh, or a man, to die for us in time. Beloved, he was born of a woman. Witness the original fall of Satan and speaks of it in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 18, which reads, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven." This is describing the original fall of Satan, when he and one third of the angelic host rebelled against God. He was cast out of the third heaven, where God's throne is, to earth. He is not confined to earth, for he can go to the second heaven, the cosmos with the stars, and the first heaven, which is the earth's atmosphere. Soon he will no longer have the freedom to function in the second heaven, and will be cast to the earth again. This time, he will be confined with certain limitations. In the Holy Bible, the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 12, verse 7 through 10, which says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither were their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. Beloved, when Satan is confined to earth at this time, he will again seek the worship of the world, and he will influence a false prophet to cause people of all races and creeds to worship him by receiving reflected worship through a man that he will use called the Antichrist. After the creation of man, fallen angelic spirits try to co-imitate with the woman to form somewhat of what would call a superhuman race. These fallen angels left their first estate or role and begin to have children with human women, causing people to be born who would remind us of the Greek mythological character called Hercules, supposed half man and half God. This truth is told in the Holy Bible. The book of Genesis, chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, which reads, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also, after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Whenever the scripture uses the term sons or son of God, it is denoting beings that were directly created by the hands of God and not procreated as humans have been after Adam and Eve. The enemy, Satan, was probably trying to pollute the human race so that no person would be pure human who would be able to bring forth a pure human to redeem the world from sin and Satan's dominion. Greek mythology has some basis of truth in it regarding the people like Hercules, as we see here in the scripture, yet those they call gods were fallen angels who sought worship through false religion and other forms of idolatry. False gods, deceiving people groups in various times of history through false religion. In Greek mythology, as well as in other cultures, there were supposed hierarchies or ranks of false deities throughout various periods of history, including our day. Fallen demonic spirits are deceiving large groups of people, cultures, races, and countries through false religion, trying to get them to believe or keep them believing that they are gods or God, with the purpose to receive worship and reverence from people. This is true in most culture. A fallen demonic prince or strongman, higher order of fallen angel, will set itself up as God or the God in a territory probably assigned to them by Satan, often using some form of false religious worship. In some culture, these fallen demonic spirits use idols or statues to receive worship. Others use people, such as with the pharaohs, Caesars, or other rulers. Also in our culture today, they use singers, they use musicians, actors, and athletes. While some demonic spirits use the things of the earth or creation, sun, moon, stars, animals, bodies of water, mountains, especially volcanoes, etc. Others use past ancestors, and yet others use a train of thought, New Age message teaching people to have self-worship, or that they are gods. All of these things are behind them demonic spirits seeking to control, praise, worship, and allegiance of people. All religions outside of the Judeo-Christian one, this is not a competition of whose religion is best. Rather, it is a revelation of truth for the benefit of those seeking to know the only one true living God. All religions outside of the Judeo-Christian one has their roots in fallen angel worship rather than the worship of God. Some people who listen to this or read this will be offended, although it is not intended to offend you, but just to bring the truth forward to you. Yet when you love someone, you will risk offending them in order to liberate them by exposing them to truth. God loves the entire world enough to send His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for each person in the world. And because of this, I take on this commission to extend God's love through Jesus Christ by revealing truth to those who are willing to listen and to those who are willing to hear. Again, all religions that are outside of the living God, who sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of every single person in the world, are headed by fallen demonic spirits whose objective is to lead the people in a culture, religion, race, or region of the world to hell through idolatry, thus a rejection of the true God, for He does not allow worship of other gods, only Himself. Beloved, for all of you that are listening tonight, I want you to understand that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. I tell you that He is the only way to the only true living God, heaven and eternal life. All of these other stories you have heard from false religions was purposed to cause you to embrace a lie. And that lie could have been in your family 40 generations or more. Yet God will hold you responsible to seek out truth and accept the truth. Tonight, as I speak to you, I want you to know that the one true living God has brought his truth to you. One day you will be judged on what you have decided to do regarding this teaching and this information that you have listened to tonight. Every other religious doctrine, no matter how kind, humane, loving, sincere, wise, peaceful, helpful to humanity, that's been in existence in the beginning of time, that your father or your family raised you up to know, that your race or culture feels is true, is not from the true and living God who created you and wants you to know him personally. I am not speaking to you in pride about religion, rather in love, because I love you all. Pride says that my way is best, while love says I want you to know truth so that you may eternally benefit from it. If you truly want to know truth today or tonight, then please don't get offended at what you are listening to. Rather, pray and ask God this. If this is true, God, tell me and lead me to you. Beloved, let God know that you are willing to receive truth above any thoughts that you may have had in the past, above any relationships or cultural things that require you to follow a religion, above what your family tradition or what they think is right, and at the risk of being rejected by everyone that you know, to receive is truth. What is the use of being accepted by everyone, yet be in a false religion, causing you to be damned to eternal punishment for the rejection of truth and idolatry? If you want to serve the God that created you, ask him to save you right now. And end it by saying, in Jesus Christ's name, who you sent to die for my sins. Tell God as you pray that you don't want any lies or demonically inspired religion. Let him know that you want him alone and his truth. Get ready, beloved, for when God knows that you are willing to receive his truth, he will surely speak to you. He will lead you. He will guide and direct you to know him. For he is greater than demonic spirits that are over false religions. Beloved, may God bless you as you embrace Jesus Christ, God's revelation of truth to the entire world. And remember, religion cannot save you. Only the true and living God can save you. God bless you. Of God. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information in tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At this time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith.
Reach out,
oh bless the name of Jesus. This is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. As He's passing your way right this very moment,
you will find He's not to be dead.
I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right now. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth is passing away. Somebody just reach out and touch Jesus right now. Everybody of his soul, right now in the name of Jesus,
touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch Jesus.
As He
keeps passing away.
Oh,
though millions have gone, there is still room for more. God. You're feeling depressed and frustrated. I'm talking to you if you think there's no way out of your situation. I'm talking to you if you're sick and can't seem to get well.
Beloved, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, please join me in prayer. Cast your burdens upon him. Submit to him. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead, so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now, I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us to help you grow spiritually. You could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Beloved, it is no secret what God can do for you. If you walk in righteousness and accept him, there is an abundant life for you. These commandments that I give you today are to be up in your heart. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. Once again, I'd like to encourage you to join me on Sunday at 8:30 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. We have a very interesting lesson coming up. Are there many ways or only one way to God? Please make this appointment with me. And by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we will go through this teaching. Are there many ways or only one way to God? Please figure it out. And join me on Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is Sunday, June 24th at 8:30 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join me every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. May you be blessed going out and coming in. I love you all. God bless you once again. Have a wonderful night.